Calgro M3 has reported a headline loss per share of just over 3 cents during the interim period on the back of a deliberate slowdown in operations across all development sites, which saw revenue decrease 17.2% to 520 million rands. Despite this, the company says its intense focus on cash flow generation and preservation is already paying off, with cash on hand increasing 67.5%. Joining me to discuss the numbers in detail now is CEO Wikus Latterkamp. Thanks so much, Wikus, for joining us today. So, as I say, you've had a focus on cash flow generation and cash preservation during the interim period. What has that actually meant from an operational perspective? What exactly have you had to do?
So I think we had to protect the downside risk. I think the unintended consequence of the long delays on flare-off due to the substation, Scottsdean due to the land invasions. Also remember there was invasions and flare-off before that. Effective direct cost, 120 million, but if you take the opportunity cost, you take the holding cost a lot more. That's not all been resolved, but that forced us to a position to say, let's slow down the other projects, let's start recouping cash from these projects, hand over the houses that's closest to completion, make sure that we can sustain ourselves and don't follow the same route as a lot of unfortunate companies have done in the construction sector. So what we've done is we slowed it down, we recouped that cash, and then we switch it all back on.
You talk about various debtors and progress being made as far as drawing recoveries is concerned, primarily from the public sector. How much more do you have to recoup?
So at this stage, I think all our normal debtors is 100% paid up. Where we also see that a lot of the houses, remember on the house you build it and you only get paid right at the end, have been completed. But between Fleurhof and Scottsdean, you most probably sit with stock in the region of 600-700 million rand, which is more than 70% complete. So a lot of cash is still sitting locked up there, but that will now recoup in the next few months. And you'll also see that we're starting revenue numbers or construction numbers, 3,000 units under construction, another 1,000 being started up, another 2,700 beds, student housing in Belor starting up, revenue to come 2.2 billion rand. And that's all in the next 18 months. So I think really at long last, after a frustrating 12, 18 months, I may say so, things are starting to turn.
It's a key question, Wikus, because the suspension of various developments have come at a cost. Revenue's down 26.4%. Gross margins have come under pressure. Headline earnings per share down 204%. And one assumes that the pause button can be hit for only so long.
Yeah, I think the pause button was hit and the pause button has already been released. So we had to act very quickly and swiftly. As I said, it was a frustrating period because on the one hand, you sit to say, listen, we're busy resolving it. Shouldn't we just carry on? On the other hand, but what if it takes a month or two longer and then you can't pay overheads? And that's where we're locked up. So we had to deal with our cash trap position at the time. And we got through it. And we are now through it. And remember that Scottsdean is the weekend last year. So it's literally been 20 months now of frustration.
Having said all of that, are you still looking at the disposal of various projects?
So, Kwanabugle in the Eastern Cape, we're looking at disposal, yes, but that's more strategic move. You'll see we're focusing on Gauteng, Western Cape, KZN, and the Free State. Other than that, you'll see that we made reference at considering selling our rental stock portfolio. Not that we don't believe in the strategy, not that we won't want to build it back, but effectively through that and maybe some commercial property, you'll remember we've got a portfolio which we, in these developments, selling the first lot of that generates you 600 million. You can almost settle all, well, you can settle more than your South African debt. Immediately you save another 5-6 million in the running cost per month. Just to comment on that, we decreased our operational expenditure monthly, our fixed cost to 19 million rand from where it was close to 50. So we're just making this group smaller, more manageable, not decreasing capacity. We still have all our intellectual property. We, our construction division going forward, we're going to subcontract most of the work to third-party contractors. We always said keep everything in-house. But then, in effect, you can't be the master at everything. These guys who do it better than us. Give it to them, you lose a bit of margin, but at least you manage the downside.
How much margin do you potentially lose?
About 2-3%. So if you take your top structure cost of a property is only about 1/3. So if that increased by 10%, which is roughly your third-party contracts margin, it's 3% effectively on your sales price. But also bear in mind that those guys built more efficient than us. So their margins may be 10%, but we were losing 5% anyway. Yeah. So you're only looking about 1.5 to 2.
Okay, and that mitigating against some of the risks. What are the risks, though, of deleveraging? Because you alluded to the fact that you're exploring the sale of your rental income or units, and that was seen to be your annuity income. And one wonders, what risks you're exposing yourself to moving down the line where your memorial business is under pressure right now as well.
Yeah, so the intention is to sell it to settle debt. So you're going to create a lazy balance sheet almost for a period of time. And then once you settle that, you re-gear it on a long-term basis and rebuild that portfolio. So again, the strategy is not lost. It's almost settling the current, let's call it the medium 2 to 3 year term risk of not being able to refinance these facilities. Mm-hmm. So you make it a lot more stable from that perspective.
Okay, how soon before we see a turnaround on the memorial business side of things?
So, yeah, we said in the previous set of results that if you look at sales price, we increase it, sales continued. We believe where we now is, maybe it's indicating that we increased the prices too quickly. The counter to that is we rebranded that business. So for 3 months, we did that a marketing exercise. And I can report that our marketing for the last 6 weeks has paid off. Sales already up, but let's get through the period and then we'll continuously report back.
Let's leave it there, Vickers. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of CalGrow M3, Vickers Laterkgaan.